Welcome to A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. On our program today, we continue to study from the Old Testament book of Judges, a very turbulent and stressful time for the people of ancient Israel, because it was a time of such instability and vacillation back and forth, from serving God and not serving God, from prosperity to captivity. They had all of these problems that they brought upon themselves because they did not follow the will of the Lord. Now, thus far in our first three chapters, we have seen the first judge to be Othniel, who delivered the people from the Mesopotamians. And the word judge refers to a deliverer that God called to deliver the people from those that were oppressing them. And this oppression had come as punishment because of their waywardness from God. And the second judge was a man named Ehud, who delivered the Israelites from the power of the Moabites. And the third was the very shortly, briefly mentioned Shamgar, who fought against the Philistines. Now, when we come to the fourth chapter, we read again a phrase that we find so often in the book of Judges, and it tells us about the history of these people during this time. And the children of Israel again did evil in the sight of the Lord. Now, this means that they, over and over again, as we pointed out, they were in this cycle from prosperity to adversity. And then in that adverse situation, they would cry unto God in a penitent attitude, and God would appoint a deliverer, a judge, who would lead them free from their captors. Well, at this particular time, because they did evil, the Lord sold them into the hand of a man named Jabin. Now, Jabin is described as being the king of Canaan. And there's another man, very important, that's mentioned here in the second verse of the fourth chapter. And that man's name was Sisera. And the Israelites, they were suffered under the people of Canaan for some 20 years. The Bible says he mightily oppressed the children of Israel. Well, at this particular time, there was a prophetess. Her name was Deborah, and she judged Israel at that time. Now, the leading man of Israel at this time was a man named Barak, but Deborah was this prophetess to whom the people looked for guidance. And she sent word to Barak and said, "Hath not the Lord God of Israel commanded, saying, Go and draw toward the Mount Tabor, and take with thee 10,000 men of the children of Naphtali and Zebulun, and I will draw unto thee to the river of Kishon Sisera, the captain of Jabin's army, with his chariots and his multitude, and I will deliver him into thine hand." Now, Deborah is reminding Barak of something that God had already called Barak to do. Barak was assigned the responsibility to deliver the people of Israel out of the hand of Jabin and Sisera. For some reason or another, he did not act. And so she reminds him to go and do what God has told you to do. And God had already promised that he would deliver the enemy into their hand. Well, Barak's response was this: "If thou wilt go with me, then I will go. But if thou wilt not go with me, then I will not go." You know, that's a very pitiable response. The Lord had commanded him what to do, and his reaction was, "Well, I'll do that if you go with me. But if you don't go with me, I'm not going to do it, and therefore I will disobey God if you don't accompany me." Barak was not a very courageous individual. He was not a faithful kind of person. He was not one upon whom the people could rely for their deliverance. But then she said to Barak, after he had offered this excuse for not going, he said, "Well, notwithstand the journey that thou shalt take, you will be victorious, all right, but the honor for the victory will not be for you. The Lord will sell Sisera into the hand of a woman." Well, as you read this, if you haven't already read it in advance, you immediately get the impression that she is simply saying the deliverance of the people from the Canaanites is going to belong to me, Deborah, a woman. But Deborah is not the woman that she had in mind when she told Sisera the honor would not go to him, but to a woman. And we're introduced just here in the 11th verse to another individual, and that person was Heber. Now Heber was of the Kenites, and Heber was a friend of Jabin and of Sisera. Well, Sisera gathered together his chariots and his chariots of iron and the people that were with him, and Deborah said unto Barak, "Up, for this is the day in which the Lord hath delivered Sisera into thine hand. Is not the Lord gone out before thee?" So Barak went down from Mount Tabor, and 10,000 of his men, and the Lord discomfited Sisera. In other words, Barak was able to defeat Sisera because of the Lord. And Barak pursued after these chariots, and Sisera fled away. Here we're introduced to another character in this episode of ancient Israel. And this character is a woman named Jael. Now Jael was the wife of this man Heber, who was supposedly a friend to Jabin and to Sisera. And as Sisera fled, he went to the tent of Heber and Jael, and he said, "Give me, I pray thee, a little water, for I am thirsty." And she opened a bottle of milk and gave him to drink, and she allowed him to come into the tent and to rest himself and to hide himself, he thought, from his enemies. And he instructed her to say, "If anyone comes looking for me, you tell them that nobody's here." Well, so he went into the tent. But surprisingly, Jael, the wife of Heber, took a tent nail with a hammer and drove that nail through his temple as he slept. I've invented the phrase, "Jael with a nail made him fail." There's no question about it. Why she chose to assassinate Sisera, we're not really informed. Maybe she was more loyal to the people of Israel than she was to the people of Canaan. But nonetheless, she killed Sisera. And as a result, the glory and the honor of winning this victory over the enemy didn't belong to Barak, like Deborah had said it would not, but belonged to Jael. The 5th chapter of Judges is a chapter where Deborah sings the praises of Almighty God. "Praise ye the Lord, bless ye the Lord. I will sing unto the Lord, I will sing praise to the Lord." And Deborah, she classified herself as being a mother in Israel. And this 5th chapter is one of several times that we read of women, particularly and especially praising the Lord. One, of course, was the time when the Israelites had crossed the Red Sea, and Miriam led the women in celebration after they were delivered out of Egypt. Again, we read about Hannah, the mother of Samuel, And that's into the future of what our period of study just now. But Hannah, also in 1 Samuel chapter 2, had great praises for the Lord. And then, of course, in the New Testament, in the first chapter of Luke, we read those marvelous words of Mary, the mother of Jesus, as she prayed the Lord. Well, here's another occasion of Deborah praising the Lord here in the fifth chapter of the book of Judges. And she also praised Jael. She said of Jael, "Blessed above women shall Jael, the wife of Heber the Kenite, be. Blessed shall she be above women in the tent." There's another group of people that's mentioned in this episode, and that's from the territory called Meroz. Now, the trouble with Meroz, and they were severely rebuked, was because they failed in their duty. The 23rd verse of the 5th chapter reads, "Curse ye Meroz," said the angel of the Lord, "curse ye bitterly the inhabitants thereof." Now, why the curses upon Meroz? Here is why. Because they came not to the help of the Lord, to the help of the Lord against the mighty. Now, you see, Meroz was like a lot of people even living today. They did not want to get involved. They did not want to have to make a decision as to whose side they would be on, whether the Lord's side with his people or with the side of the enemy. And they refused to help Deborah and Barak in the deliverance of Israel from these Canaanites. Well, as a result, it brought hardship upon them, and they were cursed because of their cowardice, because of their failure to cooperate, because they did not come to the help of the people of God. Friend, we ought to learn a lesson from that. You know, there are a lot of people living today who believe in God, and a lot of people are honest and sincerely trying to uphold the things of God. Of course, they are not all New Testament Christians like the Bible teaches that we ought to be. But we do read of people who have certain high standards of morality, and they do not like the way that a lot of things are going on in our land, and we can understand that, because a lot of them are very abominable, to be sure. But nonetheless, there are others who do not want to help the people of God to uphold what is right. It is a tragic thing, and in this great land of freedom, where we enjoy the freedom of religion, where we have the Bible, the Word of God, where we can read it and study it and know His will, it's a tragedy that there be those who are constantly trying to tear down the things of God. They're trying to ridicule the Word of God, the Bible. They're trying to ridicule the church. They even ridicule the Son of God that came to save all mankind from sin. They do not come to the help. They are hindrances in upholding the high standards of morality and purity and justice and truth in this world. Friend, whose side are you on? Are you like Meroz, not willing to help in a time of need? Or are you like those who stand for God and for His people? Indeed, we all know we should be of the latter sort. Well, in our next lesson, we're going to study about what some consider to be the greatest judge of all the judges, and that's the man named Gideon. We'll read about him. This is O Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.